Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP Yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP Yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility, and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
It's DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five. Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, June 25th, 2014, 9 p.m. here on the East Coast, which could only mean one thing. It's DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me at facebook.com/Mike90%. And I am joined, as always, by one of the cornerstones of DDP Yoga, Mr. Robert McLaren. Robert, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. How are you, Ben?
Good, good, man. We got a lot to talk about tonight. It's going to be a cool show tonight. I just want to preface this by saying Stacey Morris is off tonight, so it will be Robert and I holding down the fort here at DDP Radio tonight, and I'm not sure if the abundance of testosterone on the show will prove to be a good or bad thing, but if you are a lovely lady listening tonight, you may need to give us a call to keep us in check, so just keep that in mind. And also, tonight's topic has been a hot topic as of late here on DDP Radio and in the DDP Yoga community. I'm surprised this hasn't come up a few times in the past. It might have been before my time, but it is incredibly common occurrence when you change your health and lifestyle. And what we're talking about tonight is plateaus. We're talking about plateaus in the physical, mental, and emotional state. If you are going through one tonight, or if you've been through one, as so many others have, it's almost a given in any type of journey to better your health. So tonight we're going to dedicate the show to banging through plateaus and crashing through that glass ceiling to crush your goals. Robert, what do you think of the topic tonight? I know you've never really had the weight problem so much, but I'm sure, you know, in your lifestyle of getting healthy through DDP Yoga, were you always, you know, healthy, or did you have, you know, issues other than weight problems?
Oh, no, I was, before I started DDP Yoga, I was extremely unhealthy. You know, we have tackled this subject before, but it's been a while. But I'm like everybody else. I fall off. You know, life gets in the way, and you know, you just have to find time and the energy back and to get back on the mat.
Yeah, absolutely. And Robert, you weren't big at all, but people don't realize a lot of times that you can be skinny as hell and still be extremely unhealthy. And, you know, DDP Yoga is a full spectrum of health and fitness. We're talking about the positive lifestyle. We're talking about the clean eating and, of course, the workouts as well. And, you know, not everyone has mastered all three of those at one time. There's plenty of, you know, glitches in the journey, and no one's perfect. And I think a lot of people have struggled with that, and that's what I wanted to talk about here on Team DDP Yoga tonight on DDP Radio. So if you have experienced a plateau in your journey, it's not just to talk of weight loss, but your DDP Yoga journey in general, mental, emotional roadblocks that stand in your way, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Share how you blasted through it, or if you were in the middle of one, come on and get some advice from the team, and we'll do our best to guide you through it. Real quick before we get the show started, I know he's got to get on and get going to get to work and get on a mat and work out and kick some ass, but we've got a DDP Yoga warrior here who has been through it all on DDP Yoga. He's been through the ups. He's been through the downs. He's blasted through every plateau, every mental roadblock, physical, and he's still here standing. I don't even know how much down he is because he's lost so much weight, but he is a true DDP Yoga warrior, and we've got Nolan Bobbitt checking in with us. Nolan, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mikey? How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. How are you?
Fantastic. Doing fantastic tonight. Thanks.
Now, I talked to Robert about having you on the show because how long have you been doing DDP Yoga now? How long have you been in the community, in the workout journey?
Coming up, I started 2 years ago in May, so just a little bit over 2 years.
2 years. And
yeah.
When you started, where were you at? Like specs, weight loss, LBS.
Dude. You know, the sad thing is, just a quick backstory on me, I had been almost 500 pounds at one point in my life. In 2003, I think it was 2003, I had gastric bypass surgery. I weighed 470 pounds, and that surgery, you know, a lot of people bash it, things like that. It probably saved my life at the time. I was 31. And grossly overweight, and I dropped down to 235 pounds, and I did a good job of keeping it off for about 5 years, and like happens to a lot of us, we go back to old habits, especially if maybe we've had a surgery to help us lose the weight, then it's easy to get back to those old coping mechanisms, and so I'd gone through a rough patch of life, and it didn't happen overnight, but over the course of a couple of years, I regained 125 pounds and was at 360 pounds. And coming up on August 1st, it'll have been 3 years ago, was the first time that I got on the scale and faced that reality. And for about 9 months, I tried to do the stuff that, you know, we all try to do, count calories, get on a treadmill, those kind of things. In the grand scheme of 9 months on my own, I lost right around 12 pounds. Now, I probably lost about 30 pounds, but would regain weight and things like that. So when I started DDP Yoga, I weighed 348.6 pounds. And within the first 3 months, I lost about 50 pounds. And I'm right around on any given day today, but I don't get on the scale very often anymore. I tell more by my clothes, but on any given day, I'm somewhere between 235 and 240 most days.
Okay, so that is a huge difference from 500 pounds. Let's just put that out there right now. And the thing is, you went the gastric bypass route, which saved your life. And, you know, there's people who – some things don't work for some people, and that worked for you. And some things don't work for different people. But you decided to go that route, and you changed your life doing it. And what I wanted to talk to you about today, which is one of the main reasons I've had you come on, is you're a veteran here at DDP Yoga.
Yep.
A lot of people know the name Nolan Bobbitt. He's on the website. He's been on the docu-mercial, all that stuff. And people, when they see stuff like the veterans of this group, like, you know, the Dave Orse, you know, the Nolan Bobbitts, if I'm so inclined to put myself in that category, people think that we just buy a set of DVDs and our lives change and everything's perfect, everything's awesome, and we never have to worry about anything again. And that is one of the biggest underappreciated facts that you could possibly think of. It's true. It's not true. We struggle more than anyone, and I know you've had a lot of struggles in your time here doing DDP Radio, DDP Yoga. And tell us about how you broke through those struggles, how you move forward when things weren't easy. And I'm just going to use this line real quick because I want to get this out there because I think this is the kind of, you know, emphasis of the show that I want to put on it. A lot of people start DDP Yoga, you know, house of fire, boom, 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 bang, killing it, kicking ass, owning it. And they're really excited about it. It's fun to get on the mat, and it's new, and it's exciting. And I talked to you earlier about this, Nolan. There gets to a point where you buy a new toy, and the new toy is awesome. And sometimes the new toy is still awesome, but the newness wears off, the excitement wears off, and it sits on the shelf for a while. You know, DDP Yoga is awesome and fun and exciting at first, and I love it, and I still love it, but there gets to a point where it becomes work, and it becomes, you know, not just a leisure activity, but it becomes work, and you have to do it when you're not wanting to do it. And when you're sitting on the couch and you want to watch TV, and that's where I think where we lose a lot of people, when it becomes work and not so much fun. So I want to ask you, Nolan, obviously DDP Yogi, you love it. You're passionate about it. You've been doing it for years now. What has kept you on even when it's become work, even when it's become hard and not ideal and not, you know, the funnest thing to do when you could be sitting on the couch, you know, watching TV?
Yeah, that's a great question. And let's just be really candid and really transparent with everybody out there listening, because I think there is, you know, it's a cool thing in some ways. Like if you go to the Facebook page, the DDP Yoga Facebook page, you'll see my picture front and center. It says lost 125 pounds in 14 months. And that's a really cool thing, and I'm proud to be up there. But I can honestly say to all you guys out there, the last 6 months have been some of the most difficult months that I've walked on planet Earth. And despite my physical success, I've been in an emotional dungeon. And I think there's a lot of different reasons for it. But I know that the big thing for me is DDP Yoga has been that anchor. And I'm not going to blow smoke up anybody's butt. I mean, there were days that I didn't roll out my mat. But the mind, you mentioned the three kind of core points of DDP Yoga, Mike, a little while ago, that you have the clean eating parts, and then you have the actual workouts, and then the positive mindset. And a lot of times, if you can keep two of those three wheels rolling, you can have some momentum and you can have some success. If you keep one of them rolling, you're at least on the journey. But, man, starting right after Christmas, I sunk into the biggest funk that I've been in a long time. And I think a lot of it is my mom died at a young age, or I say young age now because I'm the same age that she was when she died. And rolling into that had a profound effect on me at the beginning of the year. And there was just something, I wasn't clinically diagnosed to have depression, but I didn't need a doctor to tell me what I was feeling. I knew where I was. I probably should have gone and gotten some counseling and just couldn't afford it at the time, to be honest with you. But DDP Yoga was one of those things that kept me grounded. It's kind of my anchor in a sea of uncertainty. And, you know, before I had the surgery years ago, you know, I did all the weight loss fad things. And, you know, I've counted carbs and counted calories and counted fat grams and all those things. And, yeah, you have success with anything that you do for 2, 3, 4 months. But one of the things that I love about DDP Yoga, Mike, we talked about this afternoon, is there's no promise that in 90 days you're going to have a totally new life. I believe with all my heart, if you follow the nutrition plan and that you follow the workout guide, yeah, you probably are well on your way to having a new life, but there's no promise of ripped abs and this totally new worry-free life. But what it does, what DDP Yoga does for me or has done for me, it's done several things. Number one, it's given me a mindset that there's no obstacle that I can't beat. I might not beat it on my time level, but I will beat it eventually. Number two is that if I really want something, I have to go after it. And that means that I'm going to put in the work on the days that I don't want to work. And I think that's the biggest thing in the whole diet industry and the whole life coaching end of things, where people blow smoke up your butt about what they want. And if they really wanted what they said they wanted, they'd work a little harder. And I know that may come across as harsh to some of you out there, but I think some of you that are listening tonight that are kind of feeling sorry for yourself and say, well, I only lost a half pound this week. Like, did you really put it? You have to ask yourself the question, did I really put in the work? Did I put in the work when it comes to eating the right kind of foods? Did I really put in the work when it comes to the diet? And did I put in the work of having a positive mindset? And, yeah, I can say there were some days I did not want to work out. There were some days that I didn't want to eat clean, and there were some days that I just flat wanted to be a negative jerk. And fortunately, I don't think I was all three of those things on any given day. Or if there were a few days like that, they didn't last long. But I know, and I told Dallas this when I came up on my two-year anniversary, May 25th, had that happened, had that funk, had that time period happened before DDP yoga, I would have been 40, 50 pounds heavier, just strictly because I would have hit, numerous drive-throughs, binge ate, and did everything that I could to try to comfort myself. And, you know, honestly, there were days that the only thing that I did related to DDP yoga was breathing. And to take 2-3 minutes, just sit in my chair and do those deep breaths. And it was helpful. And the other thing that I would say is if you're going to have success in this journey, you have to, and you're going to go through the plateaus, you got to believe that plateaus are there for a reason. And that's to show you how strong you can be when you do eventually break through them, no matter how long they may plague you. The second thing is if you don't have a group of coaches or cheerleaders on the sideline for you, you're not going to make it. And I can honestly say Mike has been a big part of that for me personally. And, Mike, I can't thank you enough for your friendship. But a couple other guys I just want to give a quick shout-out to, Slim Gillian. Has been my brother since the start. He started just a few weeks ahead of me on this journey, and we've both had our ups and downs, but Slim is always there for me, and we text and chat, not on a regular basis, but on a regular enough basis. And then someone that's come into my life over the last year who has just been a ray of light and such a big help to me is a guy named Josh McAdoo up in Alaska. And every once in a while through this journey, I get a random text from Josh, and we'll trade texts back and forth. But I don't think he knows what a huge encouragement he's been to me, especially over the last 6 months. There's no way I would be where I am today without the community behind me with DDP Yoga. Hands down, I would have failed. I would have fallen flat on my face. I would definitely be above 300 pounds again, and probably if not over 400, probably close to it. But this system and this lifestyle, and I put an emphasis on the lifestyle, this is a lifestyle change, folks. And without the lifestyle change, you don't get the results that many of us are chasing. So I know I've said a lot there. Hopefully that'll help somebody out there maybe that's struggling on their journey.
Nolan, that was awesome. Robert, I know you deal with a lot of the Team DDP Yoga stuff and see a lot of the ups and downs of people's lifestyles. And, you know, Nolan, I think you pretty much summed everything up that we're trying to say in this entire show in about 5 words there. It's not easy. It's not easy. Everyone's looking for that quick pill you can take.
Yep.
Everybody's looking for that quick shake you can drink, you know, looking for the quick fixes. But it all comes down to the hard work. It all comes down to getting on the mat, you know, getting the workout in, eating healthy, even when it's not ideal. It's about putting in the work. And I feel like, you know, in the culture of America where we're at right now, it's quick fixes. It's the quick YouTube videos, the Vines. No one wants to go put in a journey's worth of work. And but that's ultimately the only proven, you know, commodity in any form of changing your life. Not just weight loss, but if you're trying to get a better job, you got to put the work in to get a promotion. If you're trying to, you know, do anything, it's going to take hard work. It's going to take time and dedication. And Nolan, you put in more than the work there, brother. And I appreciate you calling in to talk to us tonight. We want to have you on again sometime just to kind of talk about your journey and talk about your ups and downs, because I know you've had a lot of dark times as well as you've had a lot of good times. We'd love to have you on again soon, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely. And you guys, me getting out of here, I want to say to you and Robert, I appreciate all that you guys do with the show. I'm normally running a day or two or a week or two behind, but this is one of those anchors for me getting started, man, just was listening to the radio show. Rarely get to listen live because of my work schedule, but always am in tune to it. And just for any of you that are on Team DDP Yoga out there, and if you need someone, like I said, Mike has been my boy who's been there for me. Slim has been there. Josh has been there. If you need that person, friend me through the Team DDP Yoga site or friend me on Facebook and shoot me a message. Let me know what I can do to help encourage you to get to where you want to be. And I won't sugarcoat it. I will kick your butt when you need it, and I'll ask the tough questions because those are the things that have been helpful to me and the things that I've needed on the journey. But if you need someone that's there for you, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you so much, Nolan. I appreciate it, man.
All right, my friends. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Take care, bro.
See you, buddy. Robert, you've been doing the web stuff for Team DDP Yoga long enough where you can see different patterns and you can see different people coming through. And, you know, let's not try to sugarcoat this and try to say that everyone does awesome on Team DDP Yoga. People struggle. You know, people struggle, but they get through them. And sometimes it takes a reboot. Sometimes it takes a 2.0. But one of my things when I started was to stick through this no matter what, no matter how hard it got, because I've been on every fad diet. I've done every weight loss program. I've done every exercise program, never stuck with them. And I think the most important thing about DDP Yoga is realizing that it is a lifestyle. And lifestyles are going to have ups and downs. You're going to have screw-ups. You're going to mess up. You're probably going to get off the mat for a couple weeks at some point. You're probably going to fall off your eating plan. What do you do when you get the emails telling people asking you, saying, man, I just don't have it anymore. I don't know what else to do. I'm not losing the weight that I wanted to. What is your advice that comes from Dallas and the team give to people in that situation?
That, you know, basically it's what Dallas says, is that he never gets on the mat and, you know, says, man, I wish I didn't do that. That's what you have to start with, is just getting back on the mat and going from there. When we had Sparky in the show, he had a couple of pretty bad plateaus, and he would go through and he would take a close look at what he was eating and make modifications there. You know, the most common one that I find when somebody is starting is it's almost always about engagement. But a little bit further on, it's usually about just bringing back that work ethic and getting back on the mat.
Absolutely, and I'm not gonna lie. I've been through my share of plateaus. Hell, and I've been in one recently. I've lost about 80. I think it's 83 pounds now total doing DDP yoga, just DDP yoga, and following the DDP yoga lifestyle. And there gets to a point where you need to kind of look in the mirror a little bit too. I remember I got to a point in my journey where I was looking at myself and saying, I'm doing everything right. I'm working out. I'm eating right. And then, you know, I keep a journal, a very detailed food journal, which I recommend people do because it's a great opportunity to actually look at and see what weeks things worked for you and what weeks things didn't work for you. And if you can actually have the ability to look in yourself in the mirror. We were talking about this off the air, Robert, and just look at the yourself in the mirror and realize that maybe I am the problem. Maybe I'm not doing things as well as I think I am. And having that physical proof in front of you and seeing that, okay, I didn't do that right, I didn't do that right, I did do that right, is a great way to go back and look at your mistakes and maybe realize that your mind is telling you you were doing a little bit better than you actually were. There are situations where you do hit plateaus for no reason, you know, but oftentimes you can trace it back with a detailed journal, a workout journal, an eating journal. I've done that recently. I've noticed that I was loading up on a lot of, like, you know, I was still gluten-free and I was still dairy-free, but I was loading up on a lot of heavy foods that I usually didn't have in my diet. So looking back there actually helped me break through that, and I think that's a great point that you made, is actually just looking back in Sparky, looking back and seeing, you know, what was I doing that wasn't working for me that was working for me before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he did a lot of changes to his diet in different places, and sometimes that's the trick.
Absolutely. We're talking plateaus tonight. If you were in a plateau, if you are struggling with one, or if you've been through one and have some advice for people to bust through them, give us a call, 347-994-1216. We have a couple callers on the line. Am I correct, Robert?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Who's first?
The first one up is Ben.
Ben, what's going on, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
Good, good. How are you, brother? Is this Ben, Donate My Weight, Ben?
Excuse me?
Is this Donate My Weight, Ben?
No, this is not Yeah, this is not Ben Miller.
Sorry, brother.
No, this is Ben Bergman calling.
Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
I'm doing good. I just started DDP yoga like a couple of weeks ago. I'm pretty much greener than green at the moment right now, but I don't know if I hit any plateaus yet, but the thing is, I am in contrast to what most people are doing now is instead of just starting out with exercise, I've been doing this for just exercise in general for over 10 years, almost 10 years without taking a day off.
Oh, wow.
So, and the thing is that when you, when people hit certain days where they don't want to feel like they're working out, I feel like, and this is just me, I don't know if anybody else listening wants to try this, but working out every single day should be fun. It should be interesting. It should be something that makes you happy, something that makes you want to get up and do something. Even if it's doing like a couple of breaths or just holding a couple of postures and that's it for your workout, that's great. One of the things that I learned since doing this and doing other things, that started with 1 minute. Start with 1 minute of exercise and work your way up until you can get a good amount going. So I thought I'd share that with you for a second.
That's great advice, man. I absolutely agree with that. And I get to there's a lot of people who think that if they can't squeeze in a whole workout that it's a failure. But just getting on the mat and just doing a couple of positions, you know, if you can get off the couch and just move a little bit, it's better than not doing anything. I love that idea of starting slow and building up. I tell this story all the time. When I first started, I couldn't do a push-up on my knees. And then every day I could get a little bit more. And then by the time, you know, that's the thing about DDP yoga is you realize this tangible proof of it working is by the things you can do today that you couldn't do yesterday. And that's a great advice for anyone starting out with any, you know, anything. Start small, you know, build what you have. Because I know you've been working out for 10 years, so you're probably in better shape than a lot of people. But a lot of people who start this program can't even fathom doing some of the things they end up doing. And they end up doing it through hard work and, you know, moving forward and starting slow and building as they go on. Great advice, man.
Thank you. And to tell you the truth, I'm also I'm a big athlete myself. I'm almost 255 pounds, and I'm 5'10". But because and just in addition with DDP yoga, I'm also pretty flexible for a guy my size. So I also feel that if you are a bigger person, even if you just want to lose weight or whatever, but also being a bigger athlete doesn't make you any worse of a person. Being a big athlete is a great thing. If you're a smaller athlete, that's awesome. But if you feel that you can't be flexible and you can't be agile as a big man, then you haven't done anything right yet. So, to tell you, one of the biggest accomplishments I've ever had of my size, I don't know if anybody has ever heard of this, but one of the ideal feats that I have performed as a big man is falling back into a bridge onto my head from standing backwards, free falling.
Man, that's a lot of core strength right there, too.
Yeah, it is, and I also feel that when you learn how to do certain things, and even if you're just starting out, start out with what you can do. It's not the worst thing in the world, and it's not the end of the world either. And so, yeah, because I learned this a long time ago that if you can't do something that makes you happy, or you're doing something and it's making you feel miserable, then you need to check your priorities.
Absolutely, man. Now, what was I going to say? You were obviously an athlete. You banged up your body, I'm sure, pretty much, because, you know, those, I don't know what you were doing. I don't know if you were lifting. I don't know if you were running. But, you know, those physical exercises, you know, as good as they are for you, they do tend to, you know, break down your body over time. Just asking personally from myself, like, how has DDP Yoga helped heal, you know, and get the flexibility to add to your current, you know, workout past that you have?
Well, in addition, because of it, it's helped me be a little bit more limber than I usually am, because prior to DDP Yoga, even like years before it, I had a leg injury when I was 20 years old. I'm almost 30 now, so I broke both my legs when I was 20 years old.
Wow.
And I was actually I was a weightlifter at the time, and I was at a beach, and I was at a beach, and I jumped off a cliff and landed in less than a foot of water and missed the tide of the ocean. So it was just one of those dumb things, and I was out for almost 3 months, and I didn't do any physical therapy once I learned how to walk again. So I pretty much did it all on my own, and that's the thing. When something, even if something big as that happens to somebody, and you want to get off, excuse my language, if you want to get off your ass and want to get something going, that's a motivation right there.
Absolutely.
It's one of those things, I haven't had any major injuries since. I mean, the closest injury I ever had was probably shoulder problems from doing too many push-ups at one point. But other than that, it's one of those things where, in addition to DDP Yoga, my back has helped. It's helped my back so I can sprint faster. It's helped me be able to work my core strength and some of the cable work I do. And also, I also practice with sledgehammers, too.
Oh, wow.
So up to, like, a 26-pound hammer with a thick handle. And
you seem like you're a pretty athletic guy, and I think DDPO is going to help you a lot in your future endeavors with athletics. So I appreciate you calling, man, and good luck in your future with DDP Radio, DDP Yoga, and come back to DDP Radio, talk to us soon, and let us know how things are going. Good to have you aboard, man.
Thank you for having me, and I'll call in maybe sometime next week or whenever.
Awesome, man. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right,
and we got Josh on the line, too. Is that correct, Robert?
Yes, we do. Are you still there, Josh?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Living life, as always. I just wanted to call in. First of all, it was awesome being on hold and hearing Nolan say all those amazing things about everybody. And to have my name mentioned was a real honor for me. It was really cool to have him say that, as well as to have him, you know, sending me text messages when I need it. About the plateaus, I think it took me quite a long time, like a couple different plateaus and just being frustrated and having to be such a mind game for me. But all of a sudden it just kind of hit me that, you know, I would have all these struggles, but it hit me one day that it's like, okay, I might be struggling and, you know, not losing any more weight, but I'm not gaining any more weight, you know. I'm staying healthy, you know, as positive as I can. You know, some days are better than others, but it took me probably to get to my year mark of having, you know, numerous plateaus to really realize I'm not going backwards, you know. I'm at least still going forward a little bit, you know. And so I finally stopped kind of getting on that scale with some of my plateaus because it just drove me nuts and got into my head. And like I said, it just finally hit me one day that it's not about that, and it's about the fact that I'm staying positive and healthy. So
that's awesome.
Don't last for they don't last forever. And, you know, I had tons of people telling me that. And, of course, you get into that mode sometimes where you're like, but it just feels like forever, you know. But, you know, I'm living proof. You know, all you guys are living proof. Everybody that calls in that has that story, you know, they're living proof that they don't last forever. And stick it out, because this program, this team is absolutely amazing and a lifesaver, in my opinion.
That's a great point, man, that you said it perfectly. Just because you're in a plateau, just because you're not gaining, you know, you're not losing weight, or you're not gaining muscle, or you're not making progress, doesn't mean that you're not making progress and making huge strides in all the things you learned, all the forward momentum you have. You know, just because you're not seeing it on the scale or not seeing it physically, you know, DDP Yoga is a full, you know, encompassing program. It's a full health and fitness system, and it's not just about the weight. It's not just about the muscle. It's about positive attitude. It's about, you know, it's a full spectrum program. And just because you're not seeing results in the scale doesn't mean you're not seeing results in your life. And that's an awesome point you made there, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I don't want to hold up, you know, the rest of the people calling in, but I just wanted to kind of say that, because plateaus are. It's all about plateaus, you know, in some ways. It's going to happen, and the sooner you embrace it, the better off you'll be. So,
absolutely. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care, bro.
Bye.
And, yeah, I think that was one of the best things I've heard in a while. Is, you know, we focus on the plateaus, but a lot of times when we talk about the plateaus, Robert, you know, as people, we tend to talk about them negatively. Like, man, I haven't lost any weight in a couple of months. I haven't done this. But I think that's really important to focus on the gains that you have made. I actually talked to Nolan about this earlier today. I've hit some miserable plateaus myself, but I look at what I could have done if I hadn't, you know, learned the things I've learned from DDP Yoga and the people around the program, and learned how to deal with those. I look at how where I would have been in that situation. I would have given up a long time ago. I would have, you know, gained 50, 60 pounds back. You know, taken a huge step back to my life, and I'm sure you've learned a lot in this program that even if you're having a tough day or if you're having a tough week, you've learned enough where it's better than you would have been on your worst day before.
No, absolutely.
So that's very important to keep the positives when it comes to plateaus. Just because you're not seeing it on the scale or in your routine doesn't mean you're not having positive things happen in your life. So we've got a DDP Yoga regular on the line. On this day, brother, we got Travis here.
Hey, Mr. Dynamite, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm just calling in. We're talking about plateaus, and I know I've hit my share of plateaus or whatever else, and I just want to put my two cents in there as always. You know, when I started DDP Yoga almost a year and a half ago there, you know, I was starting to see, you know, see losses, and I was really focusing on skill and everything. And I called in saying, you know, talking about hitting plateaus and whatever else. And there's two things that really helped me through these plateaus. One is, you know, keeping the snowball of positivity going and challenging myself. One thing I did, starting out there, is I took one, you know, just trying something you haven't done before, and do it, you know, for 5 or 10 days. At that time, it was like Diamond Cutter. And I did 10-day Diamond Cutter, and, you know, and it bust through that plateau. And I think Robert's comment was it was like dropping a limb, basically. So,
yeah.
But the other thing is reaching out to other people. You know, DDP always talks about, you know, when you reach out and you help other people, you help yourself. And, and that's where, you know, Team DDP Yoga comes into play. That's where the website comes in. That's where reaching out and, you know, being accountable to other people and checking in with other people it's going to help you keep yourself accountable. Because this way you're going to see that other people are struggling too. People out there are going through the same stuff that you're going through. And, you know, if you work together, you can get through these sort of things. Those are two things that helped me get to where I am today, and those are still things that help me propel myself towards my new goals.
That's awesome, man. And that was another great point. We've had a lot of great callers tonight, and I like that because you talked about reaching out to people and, you know, reaching out to the community. I find that a lot of times people on Team DDP Yoga are so excited to share their successes that it kind of makes people a little bit intimidated to come to us when it gets hard, which is what Team DDP Yoga is there for. And the best thing to do in this situation is when you hit a plateau or you've gained a little weight or you've had some struggles, reach out to the team. Don't disappear, because that's when you need us the most. And we talked about that a few episodes ago. A lot of people, they disappear when they have struggles, when you really should be embracing the community. Because you know what? Every single person that's going through something, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of members of TeamDDPYoga.com right now. And granted, I'm pretty sure there's at least quite a few handfuls of people that are going through exactly what you're going through right now and that could help you with it. So if you're struggling, it's part of the game. It's part of changing your life, not just in weight loss, but getting on the mat, eating clean, you know, staying positive. There's somebody who's going through what you've been through, and it's so important to reach out because we're the ones that are going to pull you through this. And you will get through this. It's not easy, but you will get through it. People hit funks. People hit plateaus. It's so reversible. You know, any damage that you've done in your plateau, whether it's gain 10 pounds, whether it's lose a bit of flexibility, with a little bit of muscle and hard work, you can get through it and get back to where you were and even better than where you were.
You can't change yesterday. You can't see what's going to happen tomorrow. You can control today. So you know what? On this day and keep stringing them through, and you will bust through any plateau they throw up at you.
Absolutely, man. I love it. Thanks a lot for calling, Travis.
You bet, brother. Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you soon, man. All right. I love this topic because, you know, it's one of those topics that people kind of intimidated to talk about because there's so many people owning their lives and killing it on Team DDP Yoga. That it's hard to, like, you know, it's hard to admit to yourself, let alone a group of people, that I'm not doing so hot right now. I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time. Robert, I know you weren't the healthiest person on the planet, and I'm sure you still struggle a lot of times with, you know, your eating lifestyle. You're on the web all the day long. You're at home working hard, and it sometimes, you know, getting up and cooking a good meal is probably the hardest thing in the world for you when you've got a ton of, you know, work to do ahead of you. How do you deal with unmotivation and, you know, funks like that in your life?
I struggle with them a lot. You know, because I've got many days where I just don't have time to hit the mat. Or, you know, I eat at my desk like two meals a day. So it's a struggle. You just, you know, do whatever you can do. And, you know, you kind of let the whatever's left as, you know, acceptable casualty, I guess. I'm trying to think of how to face it, but you know, there's only so much that you can do. Do everything that you possibly can, and if you can't get everything done, then you just accept that and move on and start again tomorrow.
See, I got to tell you, and that's a great point. It's just doing a little. If you can't do a lot, do a little. And when I know when I was, you know, really like getting going on DDP Yoga, I was hammering out diamond cutters and stand ups and like the double block diamonds, and I was killing it. And then I felt kind of like if I did a lesser workout, I was taking a step back. And then I'd not do that workout if I didn't feel like I could do the diamond cutter. And then I kind of realized myself, I'm like, well, doing energy or a lighter workout is better than doing nothing at all. It's nothing to scoff at. So I think a lot of people get in that mode, too, where they feel like they have to hammer out the hardest workout every day when they don't realize that just getting something in is better than nothing. And that's a great point, Robert. You know, when you can't do a lot, do a little. It's better than nothing.
Oh, definitely.
All right, and we're going to get to another caller now. We got on the line. I think this is Schmellhaus, right? Don?
This is he.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. Just a little puppy.
What's the countdown?
Honestly, it's not in front of me right now because it's on my tablet. It's in the other room.
All right. Well,
so
we'll let you off.
Life's been a little disorganized the last 2 days because I'm dealing with new puppy syndrome.
Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures, man.
Yeah. So, but anyways, you guys were talking about plateaus, and Lord knows I've had my fair share, just like Nolan over over the last 22 months now. I've been doing this. A lot of them, though, are mental. And what I've found with me is we all set these lofty goals, and we break them down, but we're hesitant to adjust and modify, just like the workouts and just like the live life at 90% talk that Dallas gives. You have to be able to adjust with life as it goes on. I mean, I've went through medical stuff over the last 22 months. I've dealt with loss, death, you know, same things everybody's going to deal with during their journey. But it's the mental aspect in telling yourself it's okay to adjust, to modify your workouts. I went back, and I've got it all up on my blog, but I went back for myself because I put all of my workouts purposely up there. They were on Facebook, but they were kind of scattered. And I put them all in order so I could see my journey, because I write them on a big board on the living room, and I take a picture of them every month once they're done. And I could see my first, September through January, when I first started, I was just balls to the wall. Workouts two a day, and it was two sessions a day. It was usually like four different workouts a day, and I was just busting it. And then I had an injury in non-DDP yoga related, and I had to adjust. And that pushed me back because I couldn't do everything I was doing when I got back to it, but I had to work myself back up to it. But I had to tell myself it was okay, and I had to modify and adjust my mind and my goals to what they were originally set, because life gave me a zig and I didn't zag. So, and I constantly, and that's why I do what I do on Facebook every day, is it's positive reinforcement for myself more than anybody else. And I write myself notes. Once a month I erase my mirror and write new motivational dedication to you, own your life. And I re-listen to Dallas's speech at least once a month. And
I love it, man.
On CD in the car whenever I'm on a drive. If I'm on a 2-3-4 hour drive going somewhere, which I normally do, that's an hour. So I can usually listen to it twice on a trip easily, and sometimes back to back. But it's getting out of your own head and getting out of your own way to get past the plateau that you're in. Sure, you're going to hit some physical plateaus with the workouts, but if you keep thinking that that's where you're at, that's where you're going to stay. You've got to get out of your way and say, I can do this, and I'll just adjust, modify, and keep going. So I never thought I would be able to do Road Warrior 3 because I kept falling over when I started. And now I can do it on demand, and that or, I just forgot the name of it, Bentley Hood Ornament. You know, I'm still working on Crow, and I'm still working on Wrap and Burn. I'll get there, but not today, but maybe tomorrow. But it's 90% mental, 10% physical, just like the workouts.
That's it. That's an awesome point, Don. And as each one of us, when we started DDP Yoga, I tell people this all the time. You can't just jump into this and just be like, all right, I'm doing it. You have to get right with your head before you start anything. Before you do any major change in your life, it's got to be in your head. And that's an awesome point, man. And when you started Team DDP Yoga, you had to get your head right. You had to get your mental life in check. And when you're hitting a plateau and you're hitting one of those plateaus hard, you got to reevaluate that mental check and reset your brain and reevaluate your goals and remind yourself of your goals. And it's really important. And I love that, Don. You're a really great light in the DDP Yoga community, and I appreciate you, man.
Not a problem. Just doing what I do.
All right, man.
So we'll see y'all shortly.
See you, man. See you in Mexico, brother.
See ya.
Take care, bro.
Later.
I love that the reminder of yourself and goals and stuff like that. one of the most important things, I think, I tell this to my buddy all the time. I'm not going to name who he is. He knows who he is, but I tell him this all the time. A lot of times he'll go out there and make these insane goals, and it's awesome to make goals that you feel like you can achieve. But you need to make reasonable goals, too, at first, especially when you're first starting out, because if you make these insane goals that are going to be ridiculous to tackle, you know, you could tackle them, and you would be awesome if you did, but there's going to be a chance that you couldn't. And I think making reasonable goals that you can get to kind of motivates yourself to the next goal, and you build at these goals, and then you can get to these amazing goals and achieve amazing things. But start out small. Like I think it was Ben, start out small, build, get your goals, and if you're in a plateau, you know, start out small again. You started DDP yoga. You may have fallen off a little bit. You may have slid down a little bit. Start off small again. You don't need to jump off at the. You don't need to jump back up at the top. You know, get to where you started. Go back to the roots of what made you successful in this program. Keep moving forward, and just build back up to where you need to be.
Yeah, every time I restart the program, I always go back to Fat Burner. I can't even tell you how many times I've done that. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that's, you know, I think people look at where they were at one point. And if you're rejoining DDP Yoga, you know, you've been away for a little bit of a time, you know, you don't need to jump off where you were before. You know, it's a different scenario. You've been away for a little while. Start off small, build up back to where you want to be or where you need to be.
Absolutely.
All right. Is there anyone left on the line, or are we?
That's it.
All right. Well, I'm going to give a couple plugs real quick. First off, we've got the Hammers Energy Fitness DDP Yoga Workshop coming up. Don't forget about that. Saturday, August 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's in LaSalle, Illinois. Matt Hancock has been kicking some ass, man. Did you see his recent class?
No, I didn't.
Like 100 people in his class.
Wow.
So you're going to want to get in on that. I'm sure it's probably already sold out by now, but I'm not sure. Well, you'll have to check with Robert on that one. But Saturday, August 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Hammers Energy Fitness in LaSalle, Illinois. Check out ddpyoga.com for more info. If it hasn't already sold out, it's going to, so definitely get on that.
No, it hasn't sold out yet. It's going to sell out very soon, but there's still some spots available.
Okay, so definitely check that out, ddpyoga.com. For August 9th, Hammers Energy Fitness. Also, I don't know if they're taking reservations anymore, but you may be able to squeeze in last minute. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza is coming up July 5th through the 9th and the 10th through the 15th. The El Dorado Resort and Casitas on the beautiful beaches of Mexico. Time is definitely running out. We're at, like, less than 2 weeks away. So contact ddpyogaretreat.com. Or Ashley or Sally at the Travelsmiths if you want in last minute, and you may be able to squeeze in on that one. And just a quick plug for me, I'll be appearing on the Michael V podcast, The V Down, talking my journey and how I'm living life at 90%, and take that very seriously. It will air tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on The V Down. I'll grab the address and post it on my site later so you can check that out. And Robert, thank you so much for holding down the fort with me this week.
Oh, no problem.
I'm a little banged up. I was in a little bit of a fender bender last night, hit a deer going like 65 miles an hour. So I may be a little off tonight because my doctor prescribed me some kind of medication for my neck problem that I got from that. But I'm going to try to get on the mat tonight and work things out. Stacy was off tonight, so she should be back with us next week. And then we're off to the DDP Yoga Retreat. So we will see you down there as well. Real quick, update on the CHOP Challenge. People have been asking me the challenge I made with Diamond Dallas Page. I have 7.8 pounds to lose in the next 2 weeks. So any tips, motivation, inspiration, hit me up. I'd love to hear it. And, Robert, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yep, absolutely, man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, right?
Sure.
All right, until next week, my friends, keep moving forward. Every day that you wake up and your heart is still pumping, your lungs are still breathing, it's a new opportunity to own your life, so get out there and do it. For Robert McLaren, for the vacationing Stacey Morris, hope you guys are well. I'm Mike Mullins. Get out there and own your life, my friends. See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond!
Cutter. I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the power box.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.